Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the show. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy, brand new biblical question. Why is your life one collision after another? Why is your life one collision after another? Have you noticed that your life is one collision after another? Isn't that amazing? One after another. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad or whatever you might be doing. And wherever you are, if you're not able to sit at home or your office and watch it, you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast all the shows too. But you can listen by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. All right. And to donate and have your comments read out loud. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com / JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or JLP bond cash app. JLP bond. Or Jesse Lee Peterson bond at bond.
JLP.
Whatever it is.
On Cash App.
Bond JLP on Cash App. Bond JLP on Cash App. Y'all know what it is. Better than I. It's Tuesday. Again. They come and go like 90 going north. And today I have my punchy shirt on. Isn't that amazing? Thank you, Hassan. My punchy shirt. It's Tuesday. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me. Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Amazing. 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 Before I go to the phones, I was reflecting on how bad things really, really are in my country. And we don't know, I don't even know the depths of how it is. It's just the little that I can see. It's mind-blowing. And that I never imagined one day would happen to America. And more proof that it's a spiritual battle, of course, a warfare between good and evil, and all evil people, I don't care what so-called position you have in life, want to rule over somebody, over their children, over their husband or wives or whatever, over our country. And they want power for themselves. But I understand why my country is this way, because when you see the type of people that that the voters have put in charge of the country, it's mind-blowing. We have some of the most immature, lack of, dumbest, don't care, power hunger, immature people running out of country I ever seen. You just never would think that it would come to this. And it's going to get worse. It will get worse. But it's not going to get better. Just bank on that. You can bank on that. Take that to the bank. It's not going to get better. And it really doesn't matter. And I'm not telling you not to run and hide. It doesn't matter what city or state you run to. Evil is in the people. So the people who are running are the evil people. And they're going to bring their evil mindset with them. And it doesn't matter if you're a Christian or non-Christian, atheist, whatever religion. It's in you, and wherever you go, evil is going with you, and it's going to destroy. I remember when Oregon was a conservative state, a beautiful state, and I knew people who would move up to Oregon, blah, 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 because it was so nice. But the people who lived in Oregon didn't want the people coming there from California and Boston and other places. They did not want the people there because they knew that the people who were coming from these asshole states and cities were going to bring the same asshole stuff with them. And lo and behold, they were right about that. And now Oregon is one of the worst states, one of them, in America. It's totally upside down now. It's no longer conservative, and it's a mess. And now the people in Oregon and Washington State and places like that, they're trying to find somewhere else to go. Texas is becoming that way. Remember when everybody and their mama ran off to Texas? Texas is a red state, is a safe state, is a everything state. And now Texas is a mess, and it's getting worse. Florida is a mess. Quiet as it kept, Florida is a mess too. It's just not as bad yet. But the crime and the illegal aliens and all that out of control. I never imagined Ohio, with the illegal aliens from Africa or wherever they come, Haiti. I never imagined that anyone would let a southern state like Ohio get to what has come to what has happened to it. But look at the people that you have voted in to represent you in your country, to work for you. They are some of the, it's just blind, low life. Just low life is out of control. No shame, no nothing. you voted in these people, so you really can't complain. Carter Riley, we've been showing you how the gangs from different countries are taking over there. That's happening everywhere. And I'm being told Colorado have a gay governor now, a gay governor. No, don't hate the gays, but when you vote in a gay, you know they're going to bring in their mindset. Or do you know that? I remember when they voted in that black lesbian woman out of Chicago. And I'm like, no, don't do it. She's going to bring in her lost values to Chicago. And they did it anyway. Look what happened. And then they voted her out and voted in a black liberal man. He's no different than a gay lady. Or even worse. So you get the government you deserve. You can't complain. And the kind of people you vote for, whatever happened to voting for strong men who put safety first, both foreign and domestic? Strong men who put America first when your horse fall. When the horse fall over, they get up and get back on it. My horse just fell over. Is he on pot? But what happened to the men that kept jobs in America, kept America safe, strong police forces, strong laws that put people behind bars when they committed crime? Where are those men? They didn't mama the criminals. They didn't blame the police just because the criminals say it's the police fault. They didn't take away your Second Amendment because weak people were afraid of guns. Where are those men? Why you don't vote for those type of guys anymore? Donald Trump and J.D. Vance are the only ones two that are left right now. And you're second guessing that. Because the weak people say, oh, they speak too strongly. They shouldn't say it that way. Don't say it. And you're falling for it, idiots. Donald Trump and J.D. is what America need. They're from the old school. But you want a weak, pathetic, shallow, no good, empty person that wouldn't know her left from her right. This is the kind of person that you will vote for. And it's mind-blowing. Not all of you, of course. Not all. But because she said you can have abortions, you have the right to your own body, you can do what you want, and you think that's love. Someone tell you that it's okay to kill the man's children. This old video has resurfaced from Kamala Harris. I can't, but I understand the blindness of a human being, but it's amazing that there's one person. I can't hardly believe that Kamala Harris wouldn't even vote for herself, to be honest. They even put her on the Oprah show, and it didn't work. It didn't work. Every time you ask her something, well, I came up in a middle class. Nobody want to hear that anymore. Are you like a, do you have a tape recorder on in your throat or something? Did they put a tape recorder on you? Are you pressing the button and we don't see it? But this is what you would even consider being your president. What do you think would happen to the country? So this resurfaced video of Kamala Harris from the Daily, this is the Daily Mail. Harris joined a group of protesters during 2018 Los Angeles parade chanting. During a 2018 Los Angeles parade chanting, down with deportation. And you want this for your president. You love deport. You love illegals coming into your country or something? Down with deportation. In a video exclusively obtained by the Daily Mail. Watch this.
Down with deportation.
That's what you want to vote
for. Down with education. Down with deportation. Down with deportation. Down with deportation.
This is what you want to vote for. This is what you think going to make your country better in some kind of a way. Why do y'all know something is wrong with your thinking? We're at a very serious, serious point in our country right now. Really. And these people are letting in all these illegal aliens from everywhere. They don't care where they came from, prisons or what. They just want the vote. They want to control you. They want perceived power. Our government has brought nothing but destruction upon the citizen of the United States of America, upon all citizens in this country. And all she's doing now is just going around to different cities, saying nothing. And they ask, well, are you better off right now? Than you were 4 years. Are you off now than you were before, 4 years ago? And she won't even answer that question because she knows she will have to say no. But then she's not answering because she doesn't have to answer because she knows you're going to vote for her anyway. May God have mercy on my country. She's chanting in the street. Down, down with deportation. And I think they were saying something up with education. I think they were saying that. But up with education. Have you lost your mind? Well, yes, you have. The mind is a terrible thing to say. It's a terrible thing to say. I know my age group. And maybe the one right behind me. Never imagined that these type of people would even have a chance or even run and have a chance to run the country. You better be trying to bring back men from the old school to run America. Because you got all these women in government and they're shallow. They're like empty. And this is Republican and Democrat females. And then the few weak beta males, they're worse than the women. You better try to find some old school men to run before it's too late. Before it's too late. Our government, the United States of America government have brought in criminals while disarming America, taking away police in America, defunding police, banning your Second Amendment as much as possible. You heard Kamala Harris say on Oprah the other day, she has a gun. If somebody tried to come at her window, she's going to shoot them. But you're not allowed to have a gun. And if someone breaks in your home and you do shoot them, you get in trouble. But yet you vote for something like that. What's wrong with you? Why does anyone have to tell you Kamala Harris is not fit to be president of this country? She can go off and live whatever life she wants. I'm fine with that. But not as president of the country. She could go off and be with her little white husband, be rich and whatever. but she's not fit to run the country. She doesn't have the mentality. She doesn't have the know-how, and she doesn't even feel like learning how. She don't feel like studying, preparing, and getting ready. She black. What a sad way to live. And now it's being reported that families in swing states, a family in swing state afraid to let kids play outside after Venezuelan migrants attack mother and child. Venezuelan. This is not just happening in Colorado, according to the report, but it's happening in other parts of our country, too. Our government did this. They brought them in for this reason, to put fear in you. And now you are afraid. You're living in fear, but you can't blame anyone but you. You voted for them. You voted for the Democrats because you're a Democrat. And you ain't going to wait. You're going to vote for a Republican. Republican doesn't matter, even if they're right. You're not going to vote for them because you have identified as a Democrat. Fox is reporting that a member of Venezuelan gang was arrested in a tiny Wisconsin community for allegedly sexually assaulting a mother and abusing her daughter after he had been arrested and released earlier this year in Minneapolis. And there he is, the ones that have been accused of this. He did this, according to a report, after he was arrested. Our government brought this guy in. The government brought him in by leaving the borders wide open and telling everybody around the world, come on down. Kamala Harris was in charge of the borders. She ain't bothered to look toward the border. And you want her as president. What foolish mindset you have. And it's going to get worse because she's going to let even more in. But she has a gun. She said she has a gun. If anybody tried to break in her house, they got it coming. Something like that. I would prepare myself inwardly, spiritually, because if you're not prepared spiritually, if you're not entering into the kingdom of heaven within, you're not going to be strong enough to deal with the evil to come. You can't even deal with the little evil you're dealing with in your own private, personal life. You have fear. How are you going to deal with the things to come? Our government have brought in people that would bring nothing but destruction about America. And the American will suffer. The government is not going to suffer because they are behind gated fences. They have weapons, and they have bodyguard that we pay for. They have security that we pay for. So they're not going to feel it, but you will. Like this couple, this family that I just mentioned to you, according to this report. And this was in Wisconsin, a tiny town, a tiny community, according to this report. Allegedly, the mother, the sexually assault took place with the mother, and they abused her daughter. These people don't know how we live in this country. Their mindset is that of where they came from. They don't have the mindset of America, just like a conservative don't have the mindset of a liberal. So you're not going to be the when you go to Texas, you're going to go there with a mindset, but the liberals that are following you, They're going to have a liberal because you already ran there. You're not going to be strong enough to do anything about it. It's going to be you got to run somewhere else. Why not face it in yourself first? At some point, put your feet on solid ground and face the devil. Face fear inside of you. And then you'll be able to deal with it outside of you, inside of others. Do what you want, but our government has done this. I can't believe that you would vote for this woman. This female is Kamala Harris, who is going to do nothing for you. For no one. Zero. Even the abortion, these women who believe in killing the children, the men's children. Kristen is the first-time caller out of Georgia. Georgia on my mind. Kristen, welcome to the show.
Hey, hello?
Kristen, you're on the air.
Hey, man, how you doing?
All is well.
Hey, I saw one time on Twitter that you said that Christ isn't God.
Right.
Why do you say that?
Because he said he's the son of the Father.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of verses that say he is literally God, though.
But there's not one verse that says he's God, but there are verses where he says that he's the son.
Yeah, because he's an extension of,
If he were God, he would not have said, I'm the son. God never said, I'm the son. God said, I'm the father. And the son said, I'm the son.
Yeah, but he also claimed that he was God, though.
Where in the Bible does Jesus say he's God?
Let me find. Let's see. I had this pulled up a second ago.
Ain't no way. Ain't no way. You should have been ready already. You knew you were calling in about that, and you don't have one scripture that you can show us where Jesus said he was God.
I have it right here. I had it pulled up, and then I quit it out. And
hold on a minute. Don't hang up. Do not hang up. You find that. I'm going to come back to you. You should have already had it. You waited half an hour and knowing that what your question is going to be, and you said it's all in the Bible, everywhere in the Bible, and you can't find one. Don't hang up, Kristen. Rob, our first-time call out of Michigan. Rob, yes. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Jesse. Good morning.
Good morning, Rob.
What time is it over there?
It's twine time.
Hey, I want to share with you, I'm 70 years old this year, and never voted. Well, I did vote one time. Ross Perot fooled me, and then he turned all his votes over to Poppy Bush, and I end up voting Republican. But was disappointed and never voted again, brother.
So you never voted since Ross Perot ran?
No, man.
And why not?
What did the father say? He said, don't put your trust into the princes of this earth. Put your trust in the God of Abraham and Jacob, right? So we don't vote for the Romans.
But if you vote for Trump, you're not putting your trust in Trump. You're hiring Trump to do a job for you.
Well, I've already hired a man, and he's inside me. That's Christ in his spirit. I'm not going to put my trust in a Freemason. Trump is a Freemason. He's royal blood. You know, he wouldn't be a... They're all related. You know that, brother.
Rob.
Rob. Go ahead, sir.
So have you ever had a job?
Oh, yeah, I drove truck for 19 years.
And
over the road.
When the person hired you, they hired you to do a job, right?
Yes, sir.
And they believed that you would do the job. They didn't put their trust in you. They didn't call you God, but they hired you to do a job, right?
I understand.
Why
yes,
can't
sir.
You have the same attitude toward Trump? Why you got to go, oh, I don't make him my God? Hold on, Rob. Hold on, buddy. Hold on, Chris. I'll be back in a moment.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer. You know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Turner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing, man. Country in Western Tuesday. Check out our merch. Amazing merch. It is mind-blowing. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/store. The Great White Hope. What's that?
That's the Tar Baby.
Oh, the American Tar Baby.
In the hat form.
Yeah, I love that. Mugs and t-shirts, Tom like a mug. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/store. And by the way, we have the best counseling service on this side of heaven. Really. You may only need one. Most people want two, and sometimes they want to come back for just a little reminder. But if you want to be free, it doesn't take 1,000 counseling lessons or sessions. So, family, individuals, go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. All right? And by phone, Skype, or walk-in. But you got to have an appointment. And be patient, folks. I am, like, booked up until whenever they come. So be patient. Be patient. We will get to you. If somebody cancel, we let you know right away. All kind of good stuff. Let me go back to, hold on, Kristen. I'm going to go to Rob and finish up with Rob and come back to you. Hey, Rob.
Sir.
Are you a Christian?
Well, I'm a man of God, that's for sure.
Are you a Christian?
Yeah, I would call myself a Christian just to get along here.
Are you a Christian?
Yes, I'm a Christian.
And what is the, why do you think that we don't need to hire men to run our country? In that, to make sure we have a strong military.
Oh, we do. We do. Sure we need masculinity.
And
we
so
do.
Why are you saying that you, I'm not going to make no man my God or something like that. And you have a vote that says, and you have a vote that says Ross Perot. And you're 70-something years old. Why would you not look out for yourself, your family, and your country?
Well, electoral votes, there's a lot of argument there.
When you talk about, you're going to have people that screw up stuff, that's for sure. But yeah. You have a man like Donald Trump that you
well,
know.
Well, you got these Freemasons you know, that run everything,
hold on,
Jeff.
Hold on, hey. You have a man like Donald Trump. He's proven that he will work for us and not against us. He doesn't try to be our God. He understands
well,
that.
Like Trump.
He
I
understand
like Trump.
That he work. Will you vote for him?
Well, I don't vote anymore, Jess. But the thing
but
of
then
it is,
you
my heart,
be
my heart
to...
is with the right. It is.
No,
it
it's
leaves
not.
More with. I don't want Tampax in the boys' bathrooms, brother.
But you don't have a right. Know, hey, Rob. You don't have a right to say one word about that because you never
oh,
vote.
Oh, yeah, but you will. You know what they always say to me is, you don't have a right to complain
Rob,
if you don't
you
vote.
Don't vote.
But you'll have every right to complain when you do vote. You will
right,
complain.
Right, but you don't vote, though.
No, I don't vote, bro.
So you
I put
can't,
my trust
you
in,
can't...
Yahweh.
No, you don't.
I do, brother.
No,
I
you
do.
Don't.
Okay. Hey, look, can I run something on you, bro, while I got some air with you?
Yes.
I see my struggle, I found out, was with myself, Rob McDowell. It's not of the world. It's with the principalities, the temptations that come through the world. Freemasons run the whole world from the Illuminati. We know that.
No, you don't know that. You just heard about that.
No, there's a shrine in
You don't
every
know
town,
that.
Bro.
You just heard
I
about
know
that.
For sure. No,
were
brother,
you a member of the
sure.
Freemasons?
I'm surrounded by Freemasons. 33 degrees right here. I got. There's a guy right next to me, 80 acres. He's
hey,
me,
Rob,
33
Rob,
degrees.
Rob.
Tried to get. Yes, sir.
Calm down. Take a breath.
Amazing.
Amazing. The Freemason has nothing to do with whether
yeah,
Rob...
And the Moloch worship we
Rob,
have here right
Rob,
now with
Rob.
The abortions. Bro, with the abortions, that's...
All right, put Rob on hold for a minute. Rob, I'll put you on hold. I want to go back to Kristen. Kristen, did you find one... Hold on, Rob. Kristen.
Yeah.
Did you find one scripture in the Bible that said, where Jesus said he is God?
Yeah, so I got John 10:30.
What does that say?
I and my father are one.
He and your dad are one.
John, yeah.
How is that? Wait. Stay with that first.
Okay,
stay with that. Stay there. This is not Bible Thumping Thursday, so stay there. He said, I and my father are one, right?
Yeah.
Right? He didn't say I and my father are God. He said he has a father, right?
Yeah.
So where in that right there, does he say he is God?
Yeah, he's one. They
no,
one
where
being.
In that does he say he is God?
Yeah, you want a literal sentence, he is God.
Kristen. Where in that does he say he is God?
Yeah, I see what you're doing, man. I know.
What am I doing? I'm asking you a question.
You want that statement.
Christian.
And he doesn't say that statement.
And he doesn't say he's God either, but he does say he's the son. Do you have a father, an earthly father?
An earthly father, yeah.
And are you and your father one?
Yes, but he's
and
God.
And so are you your earthly father? Or is he your father?
Jesse, this is different.
Is your earthly father your father?
You're comparing me to Jesus.
I'm asking
man,
you a question, man. I ain't comparing you to Jesus at all, believe me. But are you, you say you and your earthly father one, right?
Gonna fly, man. I have my own father. I was born a man.
Kristen,
but Jesus was
Kristen,
only born.
Of Kristen,
a woman.
I'm gonna ask you one more time. I'm gonna let you go. Are you and your earthly father one?
No.
So you're not one with your daddy?
No, I'm not one with my dad.
Why not?
Because I was born from my mom and my dad's combination.
And was Jesus born from his dad and his mother?
Yes. I mean, he...
Stay with me. Was Jesus born from his father and his mother?
Yes, and his father was God.
And yet you call Jesus God, right?
Because he says...
And yet you call Jesus God, right?
Yeah.
So why can't you call you your father?
Because I didn't say me and my father are one. I've never said that. But Jesus said that.
So does it make sense to you that the Son is saying, my father and I are one, and somehow or another it came into your mind, you heard him say, God and I are one.
Well, Jesse, it seems like you're explaining it very well, man.
But no, I'm asking, how did that, even in your darkest hour, how would that make sense to you? He even said, when the people were praising him for the work that he was doing, and he said, don't praise me, it's not me, it's my Father in me that's doing the work. My Father sent me. Why would God say, my Father sent me, if he's God? Wouldn't he say, I sent myself?
He was trying to set an example.
But listen, stay with that. If Jesus was God and he was doing the work himself, would he say, don't praise me? My Father is working through me?
I mean, it's more nuanced than that, but that's a point.
And so if Jesus was talking about God, I mean, when he said, my Father is working through me, it's not me, don't praise me, it's not me, who is he talking about?
that's a point.
What's the point? Stay with me. The Bible's talking about rough. They're going to another scripture. Who was he talking about?
Who was he talking about?
When he said, don't praise me. My Father's doing the work.
My Father
is doing the work. It's not, who was he talking about?
Yeah, he was talking about God.
And so if he was talking about God, why would you think he is God? He'd say he has nothing to do with it. It's his Father.
So you're telling me that...
No. Answer that first. Hey, stay with that.
Huh.
Stay with that. Who was he talking about doing the work? Why would he say somebody else?
I told you, his Father.
Right. So why do you call him God? He said, I'm not doing this. It's not me. It's my Father.
I mean, I got like 20 verses here.
Why? No. Stay with me, Baba Thumper. Why would he call himself God? You call him God.
Because he said that he was God.
Okay. No, he didn't.
That's why they killed him, right?
He never said, no. Let me ask you this. Jesus said, greater work shall we do than what he has done. Can you do greater work than God?
Well, that's a little bit later in Revelation.
No, that ain't what I asked. Hey, that's not what I asked. Jesus, the man you call God, said, greater work shall you do than what I have done. Can you, Christian, do greater work than God?
No.
And so if Jesus said, greater work than you do, if he were God, why would he say, you're going to be doing greater work than me?
I think it has to do with the end of time, right?
And where did you get that from?
Heaven and everything.
Where did you get that from?
Revelation.
Did he say the end of
time? Because it comes later on.
Did he say the end of time?
Well, it shall implies that it's going to happen later on.
No. Did he say the end of time you're going to do greater works?
It's nuanced. I mean, we don't know.
I don't know about no darn nuance. Did he say at the end of time you're going to do greater works? Did he say that?
Well, he said...
No. Do you mean yes or no first and then a follow-up? I'll let you follow. Did he say the end of time you're doing greater work?
He didn't say that. He said...
And so how did you come up with that?
Because it goes more into, like, when you read more, it becomes more clear when you add all the factors together. But, I mean...
So you're adding up stuff together?
Well, you have to add up the more verses. You can't just look at one statement.
So Jesus spoke in a way where you got to figure it out and add it up.
Yeah, like we should study that whole chapter where he said that, you know, for example, like something like that.
Okay. Nice job, Christian. Call me on Bible Thumping Thursday.
Okay, I didn't know.
Every Thursday. No, I'm glad you called, man. How old are you?
Yeah. I'm 29.
Oh, let me ask. Do you have anger?
No.
You never get angry.
I get a little upset sometimes whenever I'm a little tired, but a little grouchy, but it's really rare.
Do you ever get angry?
Angry? No, not really. So it's not a common thing.
Do you ever get angry?
No, I do not get angry.
So you never get angry?
Nope.
And so now you're lying.
Well, I said very rarely, but you didn't
right.
want
now
to.
Right, now you're going back to very. So very rarely.
Okay,
it's very rarely anger.
Okay, I'm just going to say the yes or no's with you. Yes.
And so if you didn't have anger in you, how could you get angry very rarely?
I mean, sometimes you just don't feel good.
No. If you didn't have the spirit of anger inside of you, if it wasn't in you at all, how can you get angry very rarely?
You want a yes or no?
No, I want to know how.
Okay. So I would assume that, you know, we are made in God.
Not we, you. No, Steve, keep it with you. If you didn't have the spirit of anger, because anger is evil, it's the nature of the devil. If you didn't have that in you, how is it you're able to get angry very rarely?
I was answering that.
Go ahead.
I would assume that.
Assume. Don't assume.
You know what I mean? Like, there's justified anger in certain, you know, scenarios, right? Like, God gets angry.
Where did God get angry? God never got angry.
Look at those verses again. I don't know. But yeah, in the Bible, God got angry.
No, it doesn't.
Jesus got angry whenever they're selling stuff at the church. Tore it all up because it was justified.
So you think that.
Burned up a bunch of people in the Old Testament.
So you think anger is justified?
No. I think sometimes
you get
angry.
Do you think anger is good?
Sometimes. Very rarely it's good. But sometimes you can get angry and it's very justified.
Sometimes you get angry and it's very justified, right?
It's very rarely justified, but there's certain scenarios where it is justifiable.
And so you're saying anger is sometimes justified, right?
Yeah.
And so Jesus said anyone that has anger is a murderer. Do not even trust an angry man.
Yeah, well, that's like...
So what are you going to do with that?
New one.
What?
We have to dive into.
No.
Jesus,
what do you mean by nuance? I don't know about the nuance. I'm black and slow. What is nuance?
Like, it's not specific. It's something else. Like
he was very specific about that. He said, anyone that has anger is a murderer. Do not trust an angry man.
I'd have to cite it. I'd have to read it and then study the whole verses all after it and before it. Check the Greek translations and see how the old versions are. Check the original translations in Greek.
So you're trusting your intellect. You're trusting your intellect.
I'm trusting, like when you pray for guidance and wisdom and you go into a study and you need to really search for it because it says in the Bible, so you have to search and you will find, right?
Search where?
No, you can't.
Search where?
You can't just like be like, "Oh, God's not man. Oh, God's man." You know, something like that. And you can't just say that. It's not going to help anybody. Like anybody listening.
What is it? How is it helping you to say all that crap you say?
I didn't get to say anything. I'm trying to say something. I have 40 more verses I can just cite real quick.
Ain't no way you do it. I know. That's why I want you to call me a Bible Thumper. We don't have a whole lot of time during the weekdays.
Yeah.
I spend some time with the Bible Thumper, but I know you got.
Well, we're on three
I know you have a truckload of verses you want to throw on me. But can you call me back on Thursday?
Yeah, I'll try.
All right,
I might be able to.
All right. Thank you.
God bless.
You too, buddy. 888-775-3773. There's a line open. Rob.
Yes, sir.
And so, are you voting for Trump?
No, I'm not voting anymore, Jess.
Okay. And so that means you're never going to complain again, right?
Well, I'll always probably have a little complaint because
what's
the government's
the
not
of
for
complaining?
We the people, bro.
What's the purpose of complaining when you didn't do anything to try to prevent it from happening?
Well, my taxes, my property tax doubled this
but
year,
you can't
I complained.
Even, I know that. I know all that. What's the purpose of complaining about your property taxes?
Well,
about
it's worthless
anything
to complain,
when you,
bro. Yeah.
What's the purpose of complaining when you
You're
live...
You're just a dummy to complain, bro.
Rob,
I agree
Rob,
with you.
Rob. What's the purpose of complaining when you haven't done anything to prevent it?
Well, if you think that voting helps, and see myself, I don't. So that's why I don't vote. I don't vote.
I understand that
down.
You don't vote.
And,
but
what
I'm
has
asking,
changed for us, bro? What has changed? And I do admit
Rob,
that Trump, when
Rob,
Trump was in office, things were better.
I know.
Do believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yet you won't vote.
No, I'm going to get trapped in that again, brother. I've had it with the Freemasons,
so
man.
Both.
I know those
so,
puppets.
Hey,
they're
hey,
all
Rob. Take a breath.
Okay.
So what's the purpose of complaining when you haven't done anything to do anything about? Now, you haven't lifted one finger.
I pay my taxes. I've worked all my life.
Rob, I'm asking you a different question. What's the purpose of complaining when you haven't done one thing about high taxes and this and
oh,
that?
I've done things.
You have
brother,
not. You
things.
Have not voted. You are not voting at
no,
all.
No, I pray.
So,
I pray.
Rob, your prayers are not being answered. You still pray. Have you noticed your prayers are not being answered?
Hey, well, the end times are coming. We know
Rob,
that.
Rob,
you know
Rob,
we're a fallen
Rob,
state,
Rob,
brother.
Rob. Have you noticed your prayers are not being answered?
Oh, everything I have is paid for, Jess.
Rob,
I don't own the bank anything.
Rob,
I praise God
Rob,
for that.
Rob, have you noticed
yes,
your prayers are not being answered?
No, they are, bro.
No,
I'm very blessed.
Are your taxes are still going up?
Yeah, that's the truth. But
and
everybody else is too, you know.
And Rob, so I want to ask one more time. What's the purpose of complaining when you haven't done, you haven't voted since Ross Perot. What's the purpose of complaining when you know you haven't done anything to prevent anything from happening or even attempted to? What's the purpose? What's the purpose of complaining?
Well, I guess not much. Even if I did vote, I still
complaining
wouldn't
do me any good. Stay with me with that. Stay with me with that. What's the purpose of complaining when you haven't done anything about it? Just
I guess it wouldn't be any, would there?
I rest my case.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Hey.
Oh, Rob, sorry, I hung up on you. Because I'm coming to a break. I got to get to some more calls. I got to take a break. Rob, call me again. Not today, but call me again. Back in a moment. Hate coming in with the hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They're using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to rebuildingtheman.com if you want an autographed copy. or call 800-411-2663.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one already of Country and Western Tuesday. It is September 24th, AD 2024. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls and some great stories. But first, fake news, not fake news. We'll also get to your super chats, many super chats. I was remiss in skipping a bunch of super chats. My bag, my bag. I didn't see him. It's a scotoma. Preparations underway, according to Commie Nonsense Network, for the vice presidential debate on October 1st. Did you know that? They're going to have a vice presidential debate, the JV race. Candidates Tim Walz and J.D. Vance will face off for the first and potentially only time during the 2024 race. J.D. Vance's prep sessions include reviewing footage of the governor's previous speeches and studying binders of research regarding his policies, so said a person supposedly directly involved in the debate prep, telling Commie Nonsense Network. What a mess. What's Tim Walz doing? Who knows? Nothing. And peace in the Middle East. Not. Israel launched an intense barrage of airstrikes across Lebanon on Monday, yesterday, killing 500 people and wounding 1,600 others. The single-day death toll made it the deadliest 24 hours in Lebanon since 2006. Israel and Hezbollah have been mired in conflict for decades, but the two have ramped up their cross-border attacks on each other since the war in Gaza began. Over the past week, Israel's escalated attacks on Hezbollah have again heightened fears of a wider conflict in the Middle East. Hezbollah warned that they would continue striking Israeli targets as long as the war in Gaza goes on. And Israel's not ruled out the possibility of a ground invasion. Iran, too, has warned Israel of dangerous consequences following the latest wave of strikes. It's a mess. Bring Trump back and get some order back in there. Hurricane season. A significant storm threat is developing for the Gulf Coast with just days until a life-threatening storm surge and hurricane-force winds impacts part of the southern United States. So brace yourselves, beautiful southerners, southeastern United States. The system will pick up pace and is expected to intensify rapidly into Hurricane Helene, H-E-L-E-N-E, before making expected landfall in Florida by Friday, according to the National Hurricane Center. Florida Governor Ron DeSanctimonious, has declared an emergency for at least 41 of the state's 67 counties. Did you know? Helene would be the fourth hurricane to make landfall in the United States this year and the fifth hurricane to slam Florida since 2022. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm John struck. Why are they calling it a man's name? Struck Mexico's southern coast Monday with catastrophic rainfall. Thousands of people have evacuated Oaxaca State. Oaxaca. And many businesses in tourist areas have paused their operations. What a mess. And immigration, oh Lord, better known as invasion, campaign officials for cackling Kamala Harris weighing a potential visit by the vice president to the U.S.-Mexico border finally. As if that's going to do anything. Nothing. While in Arizona on Friday, as the campaign tries to close the gap with our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, on the issue of immigration, according to two sources familiar with discussions. Friday's visit to Arizona comes at a time when border crossings are supposedly the lowest they've been since 2020 and follows new polling that shows Trump leading in the battleground state. U.S. officials have touted back-to-back months of low border crossings, so say they, if you believe them, citing recent executive action, curbing executive action. They didn't need a bill after all. Executive action curbing asylum access at the United States' southern border. Trump is bashing Biden rightly on that issue. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
About themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? Life is so bad. I was just thinking about something, that's all. But, you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy of a question. It's a Mamma Mia. It's an Ola. It's a Si Señor. It is a Gracias. Why is your life one collusion after another one, after another? Why is your life one collision after another? Why? Why? Have you ever, why is my life like one collision after another one? It's just one thing to another one, to another one, to another one. You just, if you had car insurance, they would have to cancel it. If you had something called life insurance, where it was based on the number of collisions in your life, they would cancel your insurance because you'd be having too many accidents. One accident after another, after another, after another. Why? And you never even question why. You just go to another accident. So this question is to help you to know thyself. It's so interesting to me, and I'm deviating a little bit here, that and the caller earlier, a nice guy about Jesus being, I can tell you a nice guy. He's in the Word. He's in the Word. But it's interesting how Christians, some, not all, but most, are saying that Jesus is God, and they say it's all in the Bible, but there's nowhere where Jesus said, I am God. He does say, my Father, and I am one. My Father sent me. It's not me doing the work, but my Father is working through me. He does say, you can do greater work as I am doing. You can't do greater than God. Why don't you let a little common sense guide you? It is from God, by the way, common sense. But anyway, that's my biblical question. If you're busy, out and about, you're fighting with the gang member from other countries, you're walking down the road, they're raping you. Or you're in your apartment, they're raping you and beating up your child. Or they're robbing you. Or they're stealing your car. Whatever. And you're scared. You're just so scared. And then you voted in the government that brought them this trouble upon you. And you voted in the government that gave Ukraine all your money. Oh, they love Ukraine, but they care 2 cents about you. So they left your border open and said, come on in. And according to one of the border patrol, they tell the border patrol, don't be arresting nobody. Don't tell nobody. Keep this to yourself. Don't be counting numbers, whatever he said. let's say you're running scared, but you want to listen to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and you want to turn on the, you go to podcast it later, but you like to listen while you're on the run. You can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, we're going to get to your comments too. Go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. It's the second hour of Tuesday already. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back. Oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back. Bring back my country to me.
What dog? Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. Hassan's dog. Amazing. I want to show you one quick thing that I get to your phone calls. I've told you over and over again, our government did this to us. The crime and the smash and grab and the drugs on the streets and the homeless people, they were passing out drugs and needles and everything to homeless people. The border is wide open, so the crime is through the roof now. Crime such as we have never seen before. And you voted them in. And you're willing to vote them in again because they're making you feel good. They say funny things to you. They say nice things to you. And you believe it because you feel good. And you're going to walk right into the booth and vote in the very government that has brought nothing but destruction upon you. It's so bad, according to this report, that Chicago gangbangers rage against newly arrived Venezuelan migrants as trend. Somebody did something. Trinidaraga, move in. I want you to pay attention to this. Our government did this as though it wasn't bad enough already. And you voted Democrat. And you're going to vote Democrat again because you don't like Trump. They made you think that or believe that Trump don't speak right. He's too harsh. He's too much of a daddy. He's too harsh. Speak softly to me. It doesn't matter that you leave my borders wide open, you bring in drugs and gangs and everything, and you put my life at risk while you have a gun and you're protected by Secret Service that we pay for. Just don't be so hard. Don't speak so harsh to me. Go around and say things and giggle about it. Just make me feel good temporarily. It's so bad that according to AOL, Tyrone Muhammad, 53 years old, is a former enforcer for the gangster disciples who gone straight. He runs a street patrol and violence prevention program. Tyrone says Venezuelan criminal gangs are flooding shelters and taking over apartment buildings. He says it's the last straw for the struggling. It's the last straw for the struggling African American community. Watch this. Everybody watch this. From the New York Post.
It is impossible to release gang members and criminals into our country through the borders and broken walls and infiltrate them in our community that's already impoverished, that's already broken, that's already disinvested in. When the black gangs, the leadership in the black gangs in Chicago get fed up with the illegalities and the criminal activity of these migrants or non-citizens, the city of Chicago is going to go up in smoke, it's going to go up in flame, and there's going to be nothing that the National Guard or our government can do about it when the bloodshed hit the streets, blacks against migrants.
That's exactly what the government want you to do. Why do you think they leave the gates wide open so the illegal aliens can come in? They want fighting. They want blood in the streets. They want you to be afraid. They want to control you. They want you to be angry. They want you to be divided. And you vote for them. And you vote for them. You vote for your own destruction. You do yourself. You can't blame anyone. You vote for your own destruction. The guy that was accused of trying to assassinate the Great White Hope recently down there in Florida, out in Florida, they said they found a letter that the guy wrote. What's my producer name?
Derek.
He black. Tell me about that letter.
Yeah, over here.
Tell us about that letter they found. When you get it, let me know. Come in and tell me. All right. The guy wrote a letter about, okay, if I don't succeed at this, here's some money. And do you know what the letter says? Derek. Huh? Do y'all know the whole letter? Get it. Tell me, find it, and then come and share it with us. All right, thank you, buddy. Derek going to tell us about this letter. And the Democrats act like, oh, just another day at the park. A president has been, according to report, someone tried to kill him a second time. The Democrats don't care. They want to control you. They want to get in so they can continue. Why do you think they're controlling you? Why do you think they're running Kamala Harris? They don't care about you. They don't need a real person to run the country. They just need someone to make you feel good. Brandy is out of Hawaii. Brandy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Brandy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, good evening. Hi.
Hi. I called you last week about surgery.
Yes.
I was telling you about so I went to a pre-op the other day, and I got this new Action Bible for my son. So I picked it up on the way. Got it. It was in the mailbox, and it's like a comic book style book. And I was looking through it in the pre-op as I was waiting for the doctor, and at the end of it, well, we were talking about, you know, what was going to happen and stuff. And I was like, oh, I got this guy on my side. And I kind of pointed at the Bible. Well, when she left, I went back to looking at it. And when I opened the Bible, I opened it to the page where Moses, where they got sick. I'm like, I'm not a Bible thumper, so I don't know exactly where it was, but it was after they left Egypt and they get sick. And Moses makes the cross with the snake and they all look up at the snake and are healed. And that's where the medical field gets the symbol of the snake and the cross. And like, what are the odds that I'm sitting talking about a surgery and I opened up to this page out of all the pages I could open up to. I find that's an amazing story, so I wanted to call and tell you about it.
Well, I appreciate it. Amazing. And so,
I feel like,
are you still having the surgery?
Yeah, it's in less than a month.
And how are you feeling about that?
I feel actually pretty good, especially when that just happened. I feel like God just told me, like, don't worry, I got you. Like, I'm going to heal you with the medical field. Like, I just feel like that was, like, a sign from God. I know it sounds silly. But what are the odds that I opened up to that page as I'm talking about surgery?
Amazing.
I don't know.
Are you?
I think it's an amazing story.
Are you nervous about the surgery?
No, not really. I mean, I find my thoughts, like, wanting to make me nervous off and on.
Yeah, don't listen to the thoughts.
I'm really trying not to think about it at all.
Right on.
I'm trying to keep myself busy and, like, doing spring cleaning. And I think I'm going to start, like, trying to work out to make my rest of my body stronger so that when I am jacked up, I can, like, rely on my legs more and my arms more.
Yeah. But being active is not going to prevent you from listening to thoughts. The only way you're going to...
Oh, I know.
Only way you're going to overcome thoughts is that you got to be... you got to be aware of them.
Yeah, I see that they want to mess with me.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
Yes.
Every morning, every night?
Like, every morning, every night. I wake up. There's times I'm wake up in the middle of the night. Like, what time is it? It's 4 in the morning now. So, I mean, I've been up for, like, an hour already.
Right.
But there's a lot of times I just lay there for, like, 20 minutes. 30 minutes before I even get out of bed and come downstairs. And then before I lay down and go to bed, I just sit there a lot. And even in the middle of the night, I find myself waking up and just laying there watching my thoughts.
Good.
In the car.
Yeah.
It's like throughout the day. That's why I knew, I know I beat myself up sometimes. Like I'm torturing myself with my thoughts.
And which self are you torturing? Who is it that you're torturing?
They're not me.
And what do you mean by that?
I know it's not me that's really worried because I already know the truth.
No, but who is it that you're torturing? Who is torturing you?
The devil.
And who is the you that the devil is torturing?
It's me that's not really there. I don't know. It's weird because, so I heard this prophecy that said during the darkest times that God will pour out his healing oil amongst his people. And I went, after I heard that, I was doing the silent prayer on the way to work one day, and I just instantly knew that the surgery was coming very soon. And I even knew it was going to be October. So it's like I know what's about to happen, but then the thoughts will come in and mess with me. Like, it's not really going to happen. You're going to die during this. Or, you know, just...
Are you afraid to die?
Hurt. Sometimes I think I am, but other times I know I'm okay.
Are you afraid to die?
I can't decide.
Are you afraid to die?
Yes, I'm afraid that I'm going to go to hell, even though I think I'm going to go to heaven.
So you are afraid to die? Wrong.
Yeah, so I think I am.
And then, and you say you're afraid because you may go to hell?
Yeah, even though I think that I'm a Christian and I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to heaven, so it's not going to be a big deal. I'm afraid that I'm going to be wrong. And then as I'm slipping away, they're going to be, aha, you're in hell.
But if you have fear, if you have fear like that, if you're afraid of dying, you're already in hell.
I know.
But what do you mean really I know?
I'm totally in hell. I'm torturing myself, obviously.
And
I see that.
So why are you doing it then if you see it?
Because I'm crazy. Because I'm a crazy woman.
Don't worry, Brandon. Stay out of your head. Stay out of thoughts. And have a way to see. And just see what happens. That's all. Don't think ahead. Just take it day by day. And you'll be fine.
I actually am doing a lot better than I thought I was going to do. I am trying to just stay in the present because there is no future. It's not here yet. All of a sudden, it's just going to be here, and I'll be like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
I think I'll be okay.
Yeah, you'll be fine. How's your husband feeling about what? Are you able to say what type of surgery you're having?
It's an abdominal reconstruction. My whole lower stomach is gone. It's kind of like a hernia repair.
Oh, okay. Nice. It doesn't sound that bad.
At the same time, they have to remove some of my intestines, so that's what makes it so dangerous. Is doing them both at the same time.
Right.
Because, if they mess up at all, toxins can get into your body and cause more problems.
Did they tell you that?
They've been telling me that for years. That's why every doctor keeps, turning me away. They're, afraid to touch me. So that's why they're sending me to San Diego to the specialist.
Oh, okay.
These people do it all the time.
Well, I wish you well with that.
Thank you. I think things are going to be really good.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
It's perfect timing right before the Great Depression hit. I'm going to be healed because you know that it's about to get a lot worse.
Right on.
It'll be good.
And so when last thing that I got to run, when you read that in the, while re- laying there, you read that in the Bible that or in the book that you bought for your son, that helped you to read that when you read that? About Moses?
I feel like, just the fact that I wasn't really looking for it, and I just happened to open it up to that page. There are some people that say that that's how God talks to you. I hope that that's true, because it would be amazing that that's, he is talking to me. But I felt like it gave me a little bit of hope. Maybe he's saying right here he got me.
We're all wishing you well, so don't be afraid.
Thank you. If I don't talk to you before October 18th, I'll definitely call you guys after.
Yeah,
I'm hurt.
Yeah, make sure you do, all right?
All right. Thank you, guys.
Be sure to do it. We're all wishing you well. And it's amazing that it's just 4:20-something there in Hawaii. A.M.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm an early bird.
You're mighty early.
Yeah, there's a lot of times I'm up at 3 in the morning.
Wow.
I do the silent prayer, and then I start listening to you, and I just have me time. It's my coffee and me time.
Well, I'm glad you called and updated us on the situation. I definitely wish you well, all right?
Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
Okay.
Love you.
Keep us informed.
I will.
All right, Brandon.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. 888-7753-773. Let me go to first time call out of Chi-Town. Michelle.
Jesse.
Hey, Michelle.
I've been patiently waiting for over an hour.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
I do, Jess. I have a question for you.
Yes.
How do you keep the faith? How do I keep the faith? Jesse, I see every day in my city kids killing kids, okay? Babies being shot. Every day, just 5 days ago, I'm walking down the sidewalk, boom, 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 boom. Oh, and there's still red blood on my sidewalk. And I live in uptown Chicago. How do you keep the faith, Jess? And how do I keep the faith? Mainstream media will not report on this. Do you understand?
And so you're there in Chicago, so you're seeing it. Happening right in front of you, huh?
Yes, and I'm a little white woman. And let me tell you something. I'm a white lady. I feel so safe. I'm not going to lie to you. With the black guys and the Hispanic guys in my neighborhood, they make me feel safe. Cops are on my corner 24/7. That's good. But it's because, drug stuff going on. But Jesse, mainstream media will not report on this.
I know.
We have mass shootings. Do you know the other day, Jesse? We had a vigil, okay? At the vigil, 6 people were shot. Where's mainstream media?
What a mess.
I know.
And so you want to know, how do you keep the faith?
No, I want to know how you can help me keep the faith, Jesse.
And do you have the faith right now?
Here. Yeah, I got the faith, but I don't know if
you have what faith. What faith do you have?
Well, in God, and I know Jesus said they hated me before they hated you, and I get that.
What faith do you have?
So in God.
And how do you know you have faith in God?
Well, man, that's a good question. Well, because it's blind.
Because you are blind?
That's blind faith.
How do you know you have faith in God?
Because I'm stubborn, and I believe in God over all else.
And how do you know you have faith in God?
I don't know. Does God have faith in me?
So why do you say you have faith in God when you don't know you have faith in God?
Your stubbornness kills me. I do have faith. But does God have faith in me? Where is he? Listen, you know Mayor Brandon Johnson stopped the shots fired program, right?
Yeah, I know. He's no good, but the people
voted. He called it racist. So guess what? Yesterday, Jesse, they took all the shots fired equipment out. Racist how? In neighborhoods like mine, you know, sometimes people are scared to call 911. So those shots fired. Anyway, I'm just saying.
So let me.
I do have faith in God, but does he have faith in me?
How do you know you have faith in God?
It's a stubborn. I just know because my heart oversees everything else. But at the same time, my brain says, look at what's going on.
And so your question for me is what? How do you keep the faith in God?
How do you keep the faith?
Oh, okay.
How do you keep the faith?
I got it. Again, you know okay. The best way and the only way to keep the faith in God is to let it go.
What do you mean?
Let it go. Let go of the idea, because it's just an idea, that you have faith in God. And if you let that idea go, that you have faith in God, you shall have faith in God.
I'm trying.
But don't even think about whether you have it in him or not. Because it's just an idea. And ideas doesn't have anything to do with God. Ideas about God hate God. God has nothing to do with ideas. And ideas have nothing to do with God. So if you want to have faith in God.
Babies are killing bees.
But that has nothing to do with you.
No, I watch it.
Right.
I watch it.
How do you feel when you see babies being killed?
Anger.
Why?
Because I didn't grow up like that.
And so what does that have? What does that have to do with somebody else being killed?
Because I can't protect them.
Is
it babies killing babies?
Is your job to protect them?
Maybe.
How's it your job?
Maybe it's my only job.
Is it?
Maybe it is.
Michelle, how is it?
Yes.
How is it your job to protect somebody else?
Because maybe, just maybe, I don't know. Maybe that's why I'm here.
Michelle.
I'm angry and I'm mad.
Michelle, yes. What good is it doing you to be angry and mad at somebody else's situation? Who are you?
I know.
Who are you that you have the right to be mad at someone else's situation? Who are you?
Because I see it.
But it has nothing to do with you. Why are you playing God?
Please don't be mad at me because I love you, Jesse.
I love you
so
too.
So much. And that's why I'm asking. Michelle, hold on a minute.
Sure. Let me take a quick break. A quick break. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Welcome back, 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The Hake Report.com. And at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV, he black. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m., right after the Hake Report. And then at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. A genius. Energy given to him from and by God. Just energy all over the place. Going and coming. Energy, 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 and more energy. Don't forget to like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe. JLP Talk on X and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Amazing. All right, I do. Let me go quickly back to Michelle out of Chicago. She wanna figure out how to hold the faith. Michelle?
Yes?
I want you to realize all the destructions that's happening in Chicago, in your family members' lives, your friends' lives, other people's lives have nothing to do with you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Your only job is to seek the kingdom of God for you and work on you, and you'll have paradise on earth. You cannot, and you're not supposed to feel sorry for anyone. You're not supposed to get involved in other people's lives. Those people are doing what they want to do.
That's hard. When I see this, and you know what, Jesse, what makes me more angry than anything is mainstream media. They won't cover what's happening every day in Chicago.
Yeah, I know, because they want the blacks. They want the blacks killing each other. They want the warfare.
They do, Jesse. They want to keep blacks down.
Yeah.
Okay?
But
that's what Kamala does. She and her team of all these feminist women, okay, they want to keep not just the black man down, the white man down,
yep,
bad man down. Because guess what? When you're a strong black man or a strong white man, yay! I love when you guys hold the door for me. I love when you protect.
Yeah.
But guess what? You're slowly being
bought out.
Absolutely.
By the system.
Absolutely.
You know?
So let me ask. Michelle, because I'm tired, let me ask. You're right about that. You're absolutely right about what you see. All right? I agree with you, but you still don't have a right to be angry.
Thank you, Jeff. I just don't know how to, I know. I just, well, okay, let me ask you this. How do I avert my anger or compassion? How do I avert it?
By overcoming anger, you have to allow God to take the spirit of anger away from you. Anger is evil, so you need to drop the anger, and then you'll have compassion.
Wow. But I'm like you. I'm stubborn. Okay, I will do that.
you got to forgive your mother for the way she treated you and making you...
How did you know that?
I'm sorry?
How did you know that?
How did I know what?
How my mother treated me. How did you know that?
Because you said you were angry. And the anger you have came from your mother. She caused you to become angry. And you need to forgive her. She couldn't help herself. Her mother did it to her. And you need to forgive your mother so God can forgive you. Then he'll take the spirit of anger away from you.
Okay.
Can you forgive your mother? Can you
forgive my grandma?
Your grandmama was a cookie.
A saint. No, she wasn't a cookie. Well, chocolate chip cookie, but she was a saint.
A saint.
Oh,
from
my God.
Hell.
She's like you, Jeff. She was old school. Oh, my God. They don't make them like her anymore.
Will you forgive your mother?
She's passed on, but I tried it.
Yeah, just realize she couldn't help herself. And that's why you became like her, so you can't help yourself.
So how'd you know that?
Because you said you were angry. Anger comes from mothers.
That's pretty good.
And I want you to do my silent prayer. Are you familiar with that?
No.
Go to rebuildingaman.com/prayer.
Rebuilding a man.
.com/prayer.
Before you go,
and God,
can I ask you
and God will help you, all right?
Thank you.
One last question. Go ahead.
Okay. Jesse, how do you maintain your belief with all this evil going on? Like you said, the man can't even be a man anymore. And listen, I ain't gonna lie. Growing up with my grandma, okay, she had a little restaurant. She was in the kitchen. And a woman felt like a woman, you know?
Right.
We cooked for our men and, you know, uncles. They took out the trash and, you know.
How old are you?
Good. I'm 58.
You're 58?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the way you maintain, you got to overcome the spirit of anger. God will change your heart from anger to his love, and you will have perfect love, and then perfect love will protect you from evil.
Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome.
And keep doing what you're doing. Sometimes I watch you on your podcast, and you go off on the best things because you care about America and you take these lefties down. Keep doing it, Jesse. We need Trump and Vance in 2024 because if Camilla gets in, oh my God.
It's over.
Can you imagine her with Putin in a room? Are you serious?
Putin,
he will
love.
Eat her alive.
He would. Absolutely.
I know you have other callers.
All right.
Thank
call
you
me
so much for your time.
Call me again, all right?
I will, Jesse. Thank you.
All right. Do the silent prayer. Let me know what you think.
I will. God bless.
God bless you, Michelle. 888-775-3773. One line open there. My producer's here. Derek. Derek, tell us about this letter that, according to the reports, they found on this guy that Omid is getting the phone out there, folks, so don't worry. He's going to answer for you. Tell us about this letter that they said they found on this alleged second attempted assassination of the Great White Hope guy. I can't hear you. Is that on?
Testing.
Oh, thank you, Nick. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Nick. Thanks.
Tell us about the letter.
So real quick from USA Today, Ryan Roth, the 58.
Speak up a little bit.
Can you hear me?
Testing. Yeah.
Okay. So real quick, Ryan Roth, he's 58, the 50-year-old who attempted to assassinate Trump.
Yeah.
He wrote a letter months before the arrest, and according to the prosecutor, well, real quick, I'll just read out what the letter stated.
Okay.
All right, so addressed to the world, it said, this was an assassination attempt on Donald Trump, but I failed you. I tried my best and gave it all the gumption I could muster. It is up to you now to finish the job, and I will offer $150,000 to whomever can complete the job. Trump ended relations with Iran like a child, and now the Middle East has unraveled. Oh, okay. The letter says, okay, yeah. So okay, basically,
the primary point is, according to the, who you got there from?
That was, I read the letter from CNN, and CNN. Yeah.
And so the guy offered $150,000. That ain't enough money.
It ain't enough money.
$150,000 won't even get you down to Florida.
I think that's a down payment on a house out here, isn't it?
According to the illegal aliens. But this guy, according to this report, $150,000 to kill Trump if he doesn't succeed.
$150,000.
Is that enough money?
Maybe in the South. But out here, no, I don't. It could probably last you maybe a year or two, you think? Probably 2 years. You don't think 2 years?
First of all, you got to rent a car or buy an airline ticket to go to Florida. You got to get a hotel.
Okay.
You got to buy some gas. You got to buy some food. You broke already.
That's probably like $500 right there. That's probably $500 at the end of the week.
That's insane.
$150,000 for like 2 years of no work.
But that is an amazing story. So they found this letter on that guy.
Yeah, so he wrote it like months before he even did it. And apparently there was a witness in court. And the witness was basically saying, you know, he's got all this stuff in his house. And so they went inside, they found it. And the letter was all in there. So it's interesting why he left all that stuff behind if you knew you were going to do such a big crime.
Amazing. Thank you, Derek.
For sure.
That's my producer, Derek, folks. Thank you, Derek. Amazing. Sure. Let's do Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Thank you, Derek.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Oh, my goodness. I had a bunch that I missed somehow. My bag.
You missed them? How?
Well, I saw one from Lori, and then there was another one from Lori, but I didn't notice that it was a different one, and so I skipped all the ones underneath hers.
Okay.
My bag.
Apologize, folks.
Forgive yo mama. Credit to him or her or it for bringing it to my attention. Asks yesterday.
Ask.
What is a voiceless voice?
It's a voice that is common sense, is insight. You can know without knowing why you know. It just makes sense. But it's not in your head. You don't hear voices in your head. You can just see, and it makes sense. Nice question. Thank you.
Indeed. Also from Forgive Yo Mama. So a thought is out of my control. Yes? But if I believe in the thought, it turns into an emotion, and the responsibility of the emotion falls on me, correct? Which then, in turn, may become a physical reaction, and that's on me too, right?
No. None of the things are right.
Oh. So it's the thought is out of my control, yes?
It's out of your control in that you can't do anything about it. You just have to see it. And number two?
If I believe the thought, it turns into emotion. An emotion.
Right.
And the responsibility of the emotion falls on me, correct?
No. The only thing you have to see now that you are feeling this way, and don't call it you. You have these feelings because you didn't catch the thought before they fell into feelings. And so realize, hey, I didn't see that thought. I'm in feeling. But don't call it you because you feel it in your body, but you're not your body, and you're not the feeling. And the part three to that question.
Yeah. The emotions then in turn may become a physical reaction, and that's on me too, right?
Now, yes, in that you don't have to overreact to the emotions. Don't overreact. Just stay still and take it and see it, and it'll be fine.
Nice.
Nice.
Thank
Amazing.
You.
Right?
I'm glad that you called that to my attention. Forgive your mama.
Yeah.
Fazul, three coffees, answer to the biblical question.
Why is your life one collision after another one?
Because I'm driving the vehicle, I must give God the wheel and let him drive. Love you, Jesse. God bless you and crew.
Thank you, and thank you for responding to the biblical question. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
The key at Butter Coffee, biblical question answer.
Why is your life one collision after another?
Until the wheat is separated from the chaff, the collisions of life will continue until the seed is crushed into the bread of life.
What does that mean?
Like Jesus is the bread of life?
Why are you looking crazy? Thank you for responding.
That's just my face.
Thank you for responding to the biblical question. I'll put my two cents on a sudden. Don't quite understand it, but thanks for the response.
Yeah, it was poetic. That's true.
Yeah.
Thank you, the key.
Yeah, thank you.
Lori bought a coffee. Biblical question answer.
Why are why is your life one collision after another one?
Because I blame other people for my folly instead of taking responsibility and growing from the situation. When I see what's really going on, my collisions aren't even as bad as the imagination made them.
Amazing. Thank you. Appreciate that. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Thank you, what Lori. Eli the exception bought a coffee. In America, who unfortunately runs the home? Mama. Who runs the schools? Another mama. I think I read this one. Did I read this one?
I don't know.
Now people want a mama to run America. If this happens, all men are doomed, and the next generation of men will be beyond beta.
Not only America, all men are doomed, America's doomed. Really, it's just over. It's just over. Thank you, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Forgive your mama bought that coffee saying, you guys skipped both my super chats yesterday. Could you please read them today? Done. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, it's done. Thank you, and I apologize for that.
Or ma'am, if it's ma'am.
Ma'am or sir, thank you.
Or miss.
What's your name?
Forgive your mama.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee. Hello, sir. If I have no anger about the Diddy situation or any situation, and I speak on it, am I still judging?
As long as you don't have any idea about it, you have no judgment on it at all. And I don't quite know what you mean by speak on it. Because if you don't have any ideas or judgment about it, I don't know what you say about it. Unless you tell someone else who's talking to you about it, and you see that they're judging, you tell them they need to back down, they're judging. But I don't know what to say to you about that. But thank you.
Thank you, someone.
Yeah.
Manitou Sigma on X. JLP Talk on X.
Don't forget to follow on X.
I heard you say we don't all necessarily need to read the Bible routinely to understand it. I think I'm paraphrasing that correctly. I was curious if you could explain that more to me, please. Do you feel Some of us feel God inside and are behaving biblically without reading it. Thank you. Thanks, Hans.
When you read the Bible, don't read it to remember. Don't remember what you read, because it just become intellectual knowledge. And it set you up to believe that you know God. And all you have is knowledge. And knowledge of God is not knowing God. Ideas of God is not knowing God. So when you read it, just repeat it, read it, put it down, and watch how the devil is going to try to interpret it for you. But let all that pass, and you shall know the truth. So nothing wrong with reading it, but not to remember. Thank you.
John Joka, 1 on X, answering the biblical question.
Why is your life one collision after another?
Going through trials is the Christian life. That is something that we have to embrace. If one has an intimate relationship with God, the trials or collisions are affirmations that we are on the right side. When trials come, look to God, not to the trials.
Amazing. Thank you. And I'll put my two sisters on Sunday. Very interesting, though. Thank you.
Nanook, fiery Arctic sky, over on punchy.tv.
P-U-N-C-H-I-E, punchy.tv.
Your life is one collision after another because you have been catapulted into a pinball machine.
Are they talking about their life or somebody else's life?
He's talking about your life.
But I asked about his life. The question is, why is your life one collision after another? But it sounds like he was talking about other people's lives.
Yeah. The general you, perhaps. Thank you, Nanook. Yeah. Good try.
Nanook, clean it up. Make it a little clearer for me. Thank you.
White Boy Wednesday bought a coffee. Why do you believe in God? How do you know you believe?
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, White Boy Wednesday.
Yes.
So you don't want to answer that. Okay.
Why?
You don't want to answer that.
Was it a real question?
Why do you believe in God? How do you know you believe?
I don't believe in God.
All right. And then how do you? Okay, cool. So then you're.
No, I don't believe in God.
Nice.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, White Boy Wednesday. Gregatron bought a coffee.
Thank you, White Boy Wednesday. July will always be White History Month. July just feels white. Thank you.
Gregatron bought a coffee. Jesse, I love the way your church is conducted. You make it relatable to everybody's life. When you talk about Jeffrey Dahmer, P. Diddy, other current events, etc., you're saying that these people are no better than me and you because God sees us all the same, and that's deep.
Yeah.
Everyone has the capacity to do evil until they overcome evil. Deep.
100% true. 100%. All, not one left out of this, but all who are born of the woman must be born of the Spirit of the Father. Because all who are born of the woman is two hoops and a holler from becoming Jeffrey Dahmer, Diddy, and anyone else. It's amazing. Thank you.
Over on Cash App, Louise says, thanks, Hake, for finally get my name right. Ha ha. Louise.
What were you saying before?
Louis or something.
Really?
My bad.
He black. I mean, he white.
Terrible.
He white with a black mind. 888-7753-773. Thank you. We'll finish though when I come back. And your phone calls. I'm going to come right back to the callers right after this break. Hate news and not the fake news coming up. And I'll be back in a moment. We have a counseling service. And I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of, pardon me, this is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Country and Western Tuesday. The lines are full. JLP will be right back to your calls, guys. It is September 24th. Happy fall, everybody. We're 2 or 3 days into the fall season. Or happy spring to those in the beautiful Down Under over in New Zealand, you Kiwis, and you Aussies in Australia, and wherever else is down south of the equator. Shout out to you guys. It's 2024 AD, by the way. JLP will be back right back for hour three, but first, Hake News, not fake news. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report, and then Joelle Friday TV, and then at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, American Anchor, baby. Very cool. Hope you enjoyed Punchy TV, that fun episode about adultery yesterday. Catch it if you missed it. It's Punchy TV on YouTube, a new channel, relatively speaking. A Boeing strike. Oh, Lord. Boeing said Monday they have raised their offer to the International Association of Machinists Union in an effort to end the strike by 33,000 union members that has now entered their second week of their strike. The new offer would give members a 30% raise over their four-year life of the contract, including an immediate 12% raise, up from the 25% in overall pay increases, an immediate 11% raise that membership voted almost unanimously against on September 12th, just before walking off the job at Boeing plants in the West Coast. These spoiled so-called non-workers. I don't know. The union issued a statement saying they were reviewing the new offer. Some striking employees say they will vote against it until their demands are met. Hire some scabs and get rid of them all. Nah, I don't know. School safety. Oh, Lord. A gradual reopening of the Appalachee High School, the scene of this year's deadliest school shooting, is scheduled to begin today. So I believe that they've already opened today. Areas of the campus in Winder, is it Winder or Winder? I'm pretty sure it's Winder, Georgia, will remain closed for the rest of the school year, parts of the campus, after two students and two teachers were killed. You heard about that in the September 4th attack 20 days ago. Authorities have added new layers of security, but concerned parents, students, and community members have launched a petition saying students and teachers deserve additional safety measures before they return, like clear bag policies. Oh, Lord, you have to have a backpack that's clear. Ugh. And metal detectors. In a few other states, take your kids out of these schools. In a few other states, lawmakers have approved legislation requiring or encouraging silent panic alarm systems in schools that allow staff to report on an emergency with a few clicks of their phones. What a mess, huh? Anything but bringing parents back. And marriage is back better. Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton are apparently distant relatives. They both have good voices, at least Miley does. I don't know about Dolly Parton. She has learned her special connection with her goddaughter Miley Cyrus is even deeper than she originally thought, because blood relations are so deep. Not. 238,000 is nearly how much beautiful First Lady Melania Trump was paid for an appearance at a political event in April. Unclear who cut the six-figure check. The payment is highly unusual for the spouse, meaning the wife, of a presidential candidate, and comes as the former First Lady, our greatest First Lady, am I right, has barely been seen on the campaign trail this year. What a nice lady. And Reggie Bush's attorney says, quote, our goal is to rectify this injustice and pave the way for a system where athletes are rightfully recognized, compensated, and treated fairly for their contributions. He has some complaint. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5377-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, why is your life one collision after another one? Why is your life one collision after another one? Have you noticed that about your life? Not somebody else's life, but your life. Why is your life one collision after another one? You can listen to the show if you can't podcast. If you can podcast, but you can listen no matter what you're doing, working out at the gym or whatever, on your iPhone or iPad, by calling the listen line at 615-605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buy me a coffee. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. It's the last hour of the show for Tuesday. And Tuesdays is and always will be country and Western Tuesday. All my life.
All my faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time, because the devil's been making holes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe he'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing. That song was done by Pete out of Alaska. Pete, you outdone yourself. What the? 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Kelvin. He's been waiting a while out of Ohio. Kelvin, welcome to the show, and thank you for holding.
Yeah, it's okay. Let me ask real quick. Say if me and you were having a conversation, right?
Yeah.
And I mentioned, hey, Jesse, today, earlier this morning, I seen this big, overweight woman running down the street. What did I mean by that?
I would, number one, I would have to be in the conversation with you to see where you're coming from. But in just asking me right now, I guess you mean you just saw a big, fat, overweight woman walking down the road.
Okay, so it was common sense that you knew I was talking about a fat woman, right?
Right. Yeah.
Cool. So now I understand. Okay, remember your response. Now that I understand your logic, right? Is it fair that your logic is because he did not directly say, "I am God"? does that not mean that he's also still claiming to be God? Just because he didn't directly say it.
When you say he, who are you referring
claims,
to?
Just because he did not, just because who Jesus is did not he? Say I, just because Jesus did not say I am God directly.
Right.
Does that also mean you're just rejecting that he's claiming to be God?
Good question,
he didn't
man.
Directly say.
That is a that's a home run question. He did not say that I am God, so, but he did say I am the Son of God. And because he directly said I am the Son, you can't help but believe that he's the Son. He said he is.
Let's agree on something.
What do you think about Isaiah that first? 40, what do you think about before? I want to, before you go to the next point. What do you think about? He did not say I am God, but he did say I'm the Son of God.
He's the Son of God, but I know you're not going to. I know you don't believe in this, but he's also the Son of God. Is just talking about the role that Jesus plays.
What do you mean?
I know you don't believe in the Holy Trinity, but when Jesus said he's the Son of God, he is talking about the role that he plays. They each have a role, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. They each have a role while still being co-equal and co-eternal.
What do you mean by all that? I don't even know what you mean. What role did he have?
There's one God, but he's acting in three different persons. Sometimes it's the Father at work, sometimes it's the Son at work, and sometimes it's the Holy Spirit at work.
And where do you get that from?
So the Holy Trinity is just a reference word that references things about God that are taught in the Bible.
There's nowhere in the Bible where it teaches Trinity at all.
One thing
I want to tell you is that God does work through people.
He was
working through the body of his Son Jesus.
All right, so
where did you get the Trinity from? It's not even in the Bible.
So we know that God is God.
No,
where
did you get Trinity from?
In Acts 5, we know that it's talking that the Holy Spirit is God. And in Revelation, Jesus is talking about he is God. So all three.
Where did you get that from that is saying that he is God?
Jesus or the Holy Spirit?
Where did you get that from in the Bible, when you talk about the Holy Spirit, you talk about God? Where does it say in the Bible, well, when I'm talking about the Holy Spirit, I'm talking about God?
All right. Acts 5, chapter 3, verse 4, Peter says to Ananias, how is it that Satan has filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit? Then he says, you have not lied just to human beings, but to God. So there, Peter is claiming that the Holy Spirit is God. And we already know that God is God. But in Revelation 1:17-8, we already know that God says, I am the first and the last, and beside me, there is no God. We agree on that, right?
I don't even understand what you mean by that, but I want to hold on a minute. I want to go back to where did you get the idea that the Holy Spirit is God? You don't believe that the Holy Spirit is your teacher?
The Holy Spirit comes from God.
The Holy Spirit does come from God, but do you believe he is your teacher?
The Holy Spirit talks to us and walks with us.
Do you believe that the Holy Spirit is your teacher?
It can teach us, it can show us, it can speak to us.
Do you believe that the Holy Spirit is your teacher?
Because the Holy Spirit is God, yes.
Do you believe that the Holy Spirit is your teacher?
Yes.
Did God send you a teacher?
Did God send us a teacher? Jesus.
Did God send you a teacher?
Jesus.
Did God send you a teacher?
Jesus. He sent the messenger. Jesus.
Did God send you a teacher, the Holy Spirit?
He sent us a messenger who was Jesus. And when Jesus left, He gave us the Holy Spirit that also teaches us.
Did God send you a teacher called the Holy
Spirit? I already answered that.
Did God send you a teacher called the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
And so if God said, I am sending you a teacher, and his name is the Holy Spirit, why are you calling him God?
Because there are, I told you, there are verses in the Bible that claim that the Holy Spirit is God.
Where in the Bible
does, what else?
Where in the Bible, where the verse, where in the Bible, let me ask you this, so do you believe you can do greater works than God?
So when Jesus said you will do greater works than me, remember, Jesus only taught for 2 to 3 years. So he only got to certain people. He only got around to a certain amount of people. So when he says that you will do greater works than me, after he left, we were able, not just me personally, but men were able to reach a greater distance, a greater amount of people than he was able to when he was here. So
do
when
you
he said
believe
he will
that
do
you...
greater works than me, that's what he meant. He was only able to teach 2 to 3 years before he was crucified.
Do you believe
so
you can
that,
do greater works than God?
That's what Jesus meant.
Do
we
you
were able
believe
to reach
that you
a greater
could...
distance of souls than he was able
where'd
to
you get
he was
out,
here.
Where'd you get that from?
How many, I just told you, he only was able
where'd
to
you
teach,
get that
he
from?
Was only able to teach 2 to 3 years.
Where'd you get that from? Oh, it meant he was only able to teach 2 or 3 years, and so it meant that when he left, we can read a greater distance.
We were able to reach greater souls than he was able to.
Where'd you get that from?
Like I told you to remember, it's common sense. Common sense.
Is that in the Bible?
I told you, it's common sense.
Is it in the Bible?
You can't say that now because when I asked you that question, you can't say that now.
Right.
So when I asked
Kevin,
you, I told
I gotta
you remember
run.
Your
reply. It's not Bible
no,
Thumper
no,
Thursday.
No, I got one more. Wait,
it's
I got
not
one
Bible,
more.
Call me on Bible Thumper Thursday. I can't keep, because you're just going from scripture to scripture. And that's what Bible Thumper Thursday set aside for. Because I know when I'm talking to the Christians, all the in their head, they got a bucket full of verses. Scriptures, and all they're doing is waiting to go to another scripture. I want to be able to communicate, so we have a little bit more time on Thursday. Bible Thumper Thursday. I love it. Thank you, buddy. Let me go quickly to Josh out of Georgia. Josh, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Jesse?
All is well, Josh. Thanks for calling. And thanks for holding.
Yeah, no problem, man. I was just calling for the biblical question.
Why is your life one collision after another?
Because I need more practice at not believing the thoughts and sitting in the pain of not believing thoughts.
So your life is one collision after the other because you need what now?
Because I need more practice at not believing the thoughts that the demon feeds in me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, I'll put my little two cents in on a Sunday, if the Lord is willing and the creature arrives. Very interesting, man.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's basically been that assignment from the past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I've been trying to do it, and I see that I need a lot more practice than I thought, so.
Well, stay with it. Stay with it. No matter what happens, Josh, you stay with it.
All right. Thank you, man.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man.
All right.
All right.
Bye now. Ron, a first-time caller out of Michigan. One line open, 888-775-3773. Ron, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Uncle Jesse, what's going on?
All is well, Ron.
All is well, man. Well, I say God bless you, man. I've been watching you for some years, man. I watch you on deployments, man. I watched you for a couple of years, my first time caller. So I just wanted to get on here and talk some stuff with you, man. So
are you on a speaker or something, Ron?
No, I have dehumidifiers going on. We had a leak in the fridge, so that's what you hear in the background.
And you're not on Bluetooth or anything?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So I brought up the Trump second attempt assassination. That was a topic that I brought up.
Okay.
Now they're going through trials right now, and the lawyers are trying to make sure that he stays locked up, like a life sentence, and doesn't get out on bail.
Right.
Which rightfully so, because if he put that letter out, it's an open invitation. Now, my question to you, and this is just a question in general, with this information, like your producer, Derek, I think his name was,
yes,
read it off of CNN. So if CNN's reporting it, don't you think that every Democrat that is somewhat has some kind of humility should condemn that type of behavior? Just like how they said in January 6th, Trump didn't tell people to go home. They keep forgetting that part. So my question to you is, why don't you think they're doing that out of the gate?
Because they're evil, they have no love, and they really, really want to continue to control we the people. And if Trump get in, they won't have that kind of control and so-called power. And so they don't care what happens to Trump. They just want Trump out of their way. They could care less. I even noticed that with the two assassination attempts that happened, they don't even care. As a matter of fact, they're trying to blame Trump for the second one, saying that if he didn't speak all that rhetoric, then it wouldn't be happening. Something like it would be happening. But they're blaming Trump for it.
Absolutely.
They have no love,
unacceptable.
Right?
Unacceptable. Amen to that. We need more, we need more compassion. And I'm sitting on here for a little bit. I listened to a bunch of your callers, man, and I'm going to pray for them, honestly, because a lot of these people, no offense to anybody, they're spiritually weak. They question their thoughts. And we have to understand. I know this is biblical, so I'm not trying to get too biblical on Thursdays. I keep hearing you say it, but just for anybody that's listening, man, honestly, I was saved May 26th of this year. So I have given my life to Christ, and there's a few things. I know you say you don't want to go to Scripture too
well,
much.
Well, I don't mind going. Yeah, it's just with the Bible thumpers I set aside there because I know they're just going to go from one to another. But I don't mind bringing it up. No problem.
All right. Yeah, so a couple pieces of...
You say you gave your life over to Christ?
Yes, sir, I have.
And how did you do that?
I dove into the book and read the word. And so I lived 35 years. I'm 36 now.
Right.
Lived 35 years serving myself. And, you know, we all know anybody that believes knows that Satan will always tell you to serve yourself.
Right.
He will never say serve me, right? Because that's too intentional. He wants you to serve yourself and serve your feelings and serve your emotions. Do what feels right. That's why you see everything on the news right now, the pride and everything, because pride is legitimately, it says it in the Bible, an abomination against God. But they want you to serve yourself. That's why I say live your truth, trust in yourself. And the Bible counteracts that, you know, indefinitely. But if people just need to dive into the word. So I understood, I lived 35 years on this beautiful planet. Now I'm 36, and I was serving myself, made a bad bunch of decisions and choices, and cheated on the mother of my child. We were in a relationship for 10 years, and I didn't blame anybody else, Jesse. I blamed myself because I listened to the ways of the world. I listened to this music. You know, you want to get into Scripture really quick, it'll be something as simple as Proverbs 18:21, there's power of life and death in the tongue. You listen to crap music, you know, you're going to have crap thoughts. You're going to have crap behavior because it's going to go from a thought into your heart into a behavior. And, you know, I just want to tell anybody that's listening, man, anybody that's struggling, like the young lady out in Chicago that was angry at these people shooting, you can't, that's free will. God gave us free will. And that comes from them making their choices and trusting in themselves.
Well, we don't have you don't have a free will. Why do you say God gave you free will?
Yes.
Why do you say that?
The freedom to choose.
Why do you say he gave you free will?
Because that is what he gave us to choose a life. You can choose a life of serving yourself, or you can choose a life to submit yourself. You can go to Matthew 16:24-26, where any man that tries to save his life will therefore lose it. Any man that tries to save his life for my sake shall find it.
I know, but why you say he gave you a free will?
because in the Bible it says it. So I believe the word.
I understand, Rob, but where in the Bible where it says he gave you a free will?
I mean, I would have to do quick research. I don't want to go back inside because it's kind of loud.
If you have free will, will yourself to never be angry.
Amen. 100%.
Emotion,
I'm right there with you.
Emotion or anything again.
Yes, sir. I 100% agree. Because I was just answering to the young lady that says she gets angry, and you said the same thing. Like, don't fall victim to your emotions.
Right.
Which I 100% agree with. And I was the same way. 35 years. And,
have you overcome your anger?
I have no anger anymore.
You've overcome?
No. I have overcome it with the power of our Lord and Savior.
Did you forgive your mother?
100%. Actually, it's funny you say that. I talked to her when I was deployed. I just got back from deployment. I was in Kuwait, Syria, and Iraq. So I worked with the Department of Defense. So I traveled around the world, training our soldiers around the world on their weapon systems.
And what did she say when you forgave her?
She took a minute. Bless my mother. She took a minute, but she said, she rebutted and said, no, she is sorry by the way she acted. And, I told her about the life that I'm living now, and I don't fall victim to the ways of the world, and I follow
Christ.
So
what did you say to her when you went to her? What did you say to her?
Okay, So pretty much just called her, and I apologized for if I've ever, in her eyes, wronged her. I apologize if I ever dishonored our family. I can go into the whole history about
but that's not forgiveness.
Right, but I was finishing. So I asked her, forgive me for what I was doing, but I forgive her on how she used to raise me because she was just as well.
Why did you ask her to forgive you? You're never supposed to ask for forgiveness.
Well, I asked for forgiveness just because I was, just like I said, this is before I got saved.
Right.
So I asked for forgiveness because I was acting on my emotions. And
because you're not supposed to ask anyone for forgiveness. Human beings don't forgive.
Well, I just did it out of just because I thought it was the right thing to do. But also, I told her I forgive her for the way that she raised us in the environment. I don't use it for an excuse at all.
Right.
You know, Section 8 housing, and we lived in shelters and all this other crazy stuff. She was a stripper, and nothing saying bad about my mom, but she was just as lost as these people are in the world now. And so I forgave her for that. I don't want to use it as an excuse because we live in a society now that is full of intersectionality. You know, if you fall into this category, then your opinion matters more. Like, oh, my past is bad. I feel bad for him, but they use it as a crutch. They don't want to better themselves.
And no, what a mess.
It is a mess. Amen to that.
Ron, I got to rumble. Call me again, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate it, brother, man. I appreciate taking the call, man. God bless.
Call me again, all right?
Yeah, we'll do.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Amazing. Lives, some human beings are waking up. Jay is out of California. Jay, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, how's it going?
All is well, Jay.
Awesome. Yeah, I called in before. I was the one that called in. I was seeing the therapist, and I was talking about how I could forgive my mom, and you were telling me to drop the therapist and forgive your mom, and I forgave her yesterday, and it was the hardest thing. Like you said, I was shaking in my boots, man. It was the hardest thing I ever had to do.
Yeah.
I do real estate. I make phone calls for a living, and that was the hardest call I had to make ever. I was so nervous to make that call, man.
How old are you?
I'm 32.
So why was it so hard for you?
Because my mom did a lot when I was young to traumatize me, and she kind of painted this picture that, like, if I ever said anything about it, I was always judging her, you know? And so I had this feeling like, you know, this was going to be really hard to let her know that, like, I was actually resenting her for these things and, like, for keeping me away from my dad and, playing, like, manipulation games and stuff with my head. And so I just mustered up the courage. I went to the park. It took me like 45 minutes of just sitting, contemplating what to say. And then I was just like, all right, I'm going to just make this phone call. I did a FaceTime because she lives in another state. And then we just talked. And, well, I just talked, really. And she couldn't even look at me. Like, first she had the camera on her, and then she stopped looking at me because I could just tell it was hard. It was like throwing holy water on the demon or something, man.
It was like she wasn't expecting me to, like, you know, be honest. But I was coming from a place where, again, I didn't want to have any anger.
Yes.
You know, I didn't want it to come from a place of, like, you know, I'm pointing my finger at you as, like, no, I forgive you for these things. Like, I've been holding anger, and I don't want to be angry. And I even told her, like, you know, it's not your fault, you know. This is stuff that you learned from your mother.
Yeah.
You never forgive her, you know. And she used to tell me that as a child, even the horrible things, how bad her mother was to her. And, you know, I already knew that she didn't have closure on that. So I just let her know, like, you know, she kind of created you in her image, and then you kind of created me in your image, because
yeah.
all the anger I had in me was, I learned that from you.
Yeah.
You're like my introduction to hate and anger. And, like, you put that inside of me, you know? And then she even used to have me in all these therapy stuff, telling me I have all these anger problems and stuff. And it's like, I was acting out because I wanted to be with my dad. Like, if I would have felt that my dad wanted me, then I would have went and lived with him. But she told me my whole life he didn't want me.
Wow.
You know? Yeah. So, like, my whole life I felt like I was acting out for my dad. And then, like, as a young man, I was always questioning, like, what it meant to be a man, you know? And then I found you. It's like in my 30s, and I was like, man, I've been a woman my whole life, and I didn't even realize it.
You've been your mama.
Yeah, exactly. I've been my mama my whole life.
So, and because of time, what did she say?
She said, don't ever talk to her again.
She did?
Yeah. You know what really hurt me, Jesse, is that, well, it didn't hurt me, but it let me see something, is that the first thing after I said everything that I had to say, she said, I don't know who told you that. And it's like, wow, I took like 2 months to come up with what to say about how I felt. And the first thing that she did is totally like delegitimize that. This
yeah.
is how I felt, you know?
Yeah.
Like, she's like, who told you that? Like, she was trying to point the finger at like my dad or my grandma on my dad's side, or like somebody had to have told me that to feel that way. It's like, you know, but she just told me don't ever talk to her again. But, you know, before we run out of time, I just want to say, like, I'm okay with that, because
yes.
I know that if that's the last conversation that I have with my mom, she, like you said, she fall out dead tomorrow. I know the last conversation that I had with her is I forgave her for all of the evil things that she did to me when I was a kid. And that's like the best conversation you can have, is the last conversation. So if that is the last conversation, if she wants to take her anger to the grave, and she can, but
I'm absolutely right, man. You're not responsible for her action in her life at all. She want to live in hell and die in hell, let her live and die in hell. And if she never want to speak to you again, that's just fine. You can live your life now.
Absolutely, Jesse. I feel that peace that you talk about, like, you don't really find that peace. But now I feel like, you know, I do have a sense of peace. It's like a whole, like, I became a man. Like, I stood up to my mother, I became a man.
Yes.
I just wanted to thank you, man, because I always had anger towards her, and I know it's something that I needed to, but I didn't really realize how bad it was, and that it was a thing that was, like, really destroying every relationship that I had. Even I was getting all these abusive relationships with women. They were verbally abusive, and, like, I was just tolerating things. I didn't have any boundaries because
yeah.
I just grew up with that. So.
Yes. And now, are you doing the silent prayer?
That I got to work on. I'm having a hard time sitting still. The sitting still part is hard for me because I got a busy life, like just the way that my life is. I'm always on the go. And so to be able to sit still. But I even heard what you were talking about, even when you're driving, to just be able to, like, you know, be still and, like, kind of check out, be there, be present, but be still and, like, you know, navigating those thoughts, the good thoughts and the bad thoughts. Keep them both out and just be still, you know.
But
I'm trying.
I really want to encourage you, now that your heart has changed from anger to love, from the nature of Satan to that of God, now the light of God will destroy your false nature now. He will destroy that evil nature of fear and doubt and worry and loneliness and suicidal thoughts and all that. But you got to become present. You got to stay present instead of lost in your head, thinking about the past or the future. And so I really want to encourage you, first thing in the morning, last thing at night, and don't let the devil tell you you don't have time to be still. He doesn't want you to see him. So hold on, buddy. Let me take a quick break. Hold on. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a quick moment. And I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right? Is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Okay, social media, us. Follow us, like us, subscribe, ring the bell, tell everybody. Social media, JOP Talk on X, and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. We're on cozy.tv/JLP, where Christ is King, on cozy.tv/JLP, and Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And for personal shout outs, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JOP. No, that's not what I want. For personal shout out. What the? You black. That was a Joe Biden moment. Personal shout outs. I do them myself. Birthdays. Encouragements. Congratulations. Weddings. And all. Go to CAMEO. Cameo.com/JLP Talk. No. Cameo, I'll read Derek's note and try to be white and have two things going on at one time. I'm trying to multitask, task, and it doesn't work. Here we go. Cameo, CAMEO.com/JLP Talk. Oh, CAMEO/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cameo for personal shout out. CAMEO/Jesse Lee Peterson.
Close enough.
CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. All right. And go and make a donation to my nonprofit, Bond. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. And we are uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. So go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate and make a big donation and a little one, and we accept everything. Rebuildingtheman.com/Jesse Lee Peterson or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And if you want to receive a free copy of our newsletter, go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND and say, hey, send me a free copy of the newsletter. No cost to you, all right? We need a mailing address to send it to you. And we don't give our people addresses at all for free or money. And thank you. Let me go quickly back to Jay out of California. Jay went and forgave his mother. And so, Jay, what I was saying is now that old, you know, God said in order to live, you must die. That old nature must die. Your mindset and emotions, which is the ego, must die. And so you need to be still, be present, so that God can do that for you.
Absolutely. Yeah, I felt that because before I kept describing myself, like I kept feeling like a child.
Yeah.
You know, like I was like a child, like everything that I was seeing was like a child. And then I had to go back, like you said, and forgive my mother for everything that happened to me when I was a child.
Yeah.
And now I feel like that image of myself, like, is no more like that child.
Absolutely,
that
man. That,
you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like it's good. Now, like you said, I just got to be still, know God. And, you know, it's good because now I had the same conversation with my dad. I had to forgive him, too, about some things. And he took it totally different. Now we have a great relationship. You know, like we talk all the time now. And, you know, my mom, now I'm really seeing like my dad always did want to have a relationship with me.
Yeah.
My mom was just trying to keep me to control him, to control the situation. It wasn't about love. It wasn't about caring about your kids. It was about control. It was about controlling us and controlling him. And it was never anything positive. My mom never really loved me. Because 100%. She wasn't able to.
Absolutely, man. That's amazing.
Yeah, man. I just want to thank you, Jesse, because I never would have put two and two together, man. I never would have had that conversation. And if I would have went and then my mom passed away, I would have had to live with that. And that would have been harder for me to come to terms with. I know that it's still possible to do that for those people that did lose, you know, already their mom or whatever. But I know that, you know, I'm glad that I had the opportunity still. Like, the people that are listening, if you haven't done it yet, take the opportunity. It's going to be scary. But again, if it's the last conversation you have, it's better for it to be about forgiving this person and everything that they did than for them, you know, to go away and you have to live with some anger.
Nice.
So, I appreciate you, Jesse.
Stay with it. And if you never talk to your mother again, wish her well in your heart and you live your life. Because you are free now.
Thank you, Jesse. Appreciate it, brother.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Nice. Let me go to Wendy. 888-775-3773. Wendy out of Ohio. Wendy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Wendy. Thanks for calling.
Yes. I called once before and talked to you about how to forgive my daughters because they don't talk to me.
Yes.
And I was able to get through that, but now it still kind of comes back, and it's not so much my daughters. It's my one granddaughter because I've been in her life since she was born, and she just turned 12. And it bothers me, though, that they won't even let her talk to me. They won't let her FaceTime me or nothing. And I think at the age of 12, you know, she should have her own say, you know, if she wants to talk to me.
Right. So you say your daughters forgave you?
No, they haven't. They won't answer nothing. I tried messaging them on Facebook Messenger.
Right.
I tried calling them. The last time they spoke to me was at my mom's funeral, and they only said a few words because they felt like they had to.
And so why is it so important to you that they talk to you?
It's not really them. It's my granddaughter.
But why is it so important that your granddaughter talk to you?
Because I just feel like I need her.
Why?
I don't know. You know, that's the only trouble I'm having. I do.
Why do you need your granddaughter?
Because I guess I just feel like because she is so much like her mom, and I guess I just feel like I need that. I don't know how you would say it, like, because me and my kids were close up until, like, I got in the relationship I'm in now, and then that's when they started acting funny. I don't know if it's because they don't like...
Because mothers and fathers are not supposed to get involved with other people when they have children. It destroys the children because the parents are selfish when they do that, and the kids, they need both parents. But if they got to go without one or the other, they don't want you to get involved with someone else. They need your love. They need your attention.
Yeah.
Have you apologized to them for that?
Yes, I have. And I even went as far as telling them, can we sit down and talking and figure this out and forget the past and move forward, and they won't answer me.
You have apologized to them. Why do you need to be talking to the granddaughter?
I don't know. I just feel like I have to, but I think that's just my thought telling me that.
100%. When will you stop being afraid to not listen to thoughts?
That's what I was just going to talk to you about, because I do the silent prayer every day.
Yeah.
Morning and night, sometimes during the day. I went as far as going to see a therapist because they have me diagnosed as bipolar. They got me on medication, and I don't want this medication. I think it's doing more harm than more good.
I'm not a doctor, so I'm not telling you to take it or not take it. Knowing that your issue was a spiritual issue, why did you go see somebody else?
Because I wanted to talk to a therapist.
Why? Therapists are dumb.
But you know what? Actually, this guy that I go see, I tell him all about you, and he totally agrees with everything you say.
So then why did he put you on medication?
He's not the one that did it. It was a psychologist.
And so why did you go see a psychologist? Hey, you saw a woman psychologist. Why did you do that?
Because, you know, I had the demons telling me I needed this medication, and now I'm telling her I don't want this medication no more.
And what did she say when you told her that?
She said, I don't think you should go off of it, but that's your choice. I said, that's right. It's my choice, and I want to go off of it. And, you know, I only told her that because I know you can't stop taking it on your own. You got to get weaned off of it. And that's what I'm in the process right now of weaning myself off of all that, because I know deep inside, like I said, I listened to you. I forgave my mom and dad. And I know this medication is doing more harm than good.
When will you stop listening to thoughts, Wendy?
That's what I'm doing right now. I'm learning to live in the moment. The man I got, he listens to you also. You know, I'm trying to learn to listen to him.
Good.
Because I know I need to.
And so what sense does it make for you to believe you need your granddaughter? You don't need her at all, one iota. She's not yours. You just need to live your life now. Why yes. don't you stay out of your head and just live your life? Work on you and live your life.
That's what I'm going to do. That's exactly what I'm going to do. And I also want to let you know that I am for the Great White Hope.
Right on.
Me and my boyfriend went and took classes. We're going to be pole watchers.
Right on. Nice. Yep. Finally.
Yeah, we want to make sure there's no funny business going on. We're going to be aware if they're trying to sneak ballots in there, people trying to come in and double vote, because I work at the table where I scan the IDs. I'm going to make sure there's no funny business, because we,
nice.
We definitely need the Great White Hope back.
If ever we need it, we need him now.
Yeah, and that's why a lot of my family don't talk to me, because a lot of them Democrats.
Yeah.
And I just tell them, that's my opinion, and you don't like it, you don't have to talk to me.
Give them the finger.
Right.
So, Wendy, stop bugging your kids about their children. You don't need them. You wish them well. Let them live their life. You work on your life.
Yes.
And get out of your head about, oh, my granddaughter, I need her. You don't need her. That's insane. That's ego.
Yes, and my boyfriend tells me that a lot, too. He said, your ego, he goes, you got to, because I'm doing better, though, because I did have a lot of anger. I forgave a lot of people. I'm doing better as far as that part. And like I said, I listened to your show, I do the silent prayer.
What?
And I'm trying to listen to him, and I've been doing better at it.
Well, stay with it. Stay with it. Don't give up. Stay with it. And just watch those thoughts and emotions. Don't call them you, and they'll pass. You have apologized to your children. If they had any decency in them at all, they will forgive. If they forgive and come around, fine. But if they don't, fine. You are responsible for you now and no one else.
That's right.
So get that out of your head.
I sure will. And I appreciate it because, you know, I can have a lot on my plate. And then I can call and talk to you like the first time I called you. It's like as soon as I got off the phone, you know, my boyfriend's like, you called Jesse? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, oh, so you faced your fear? And I'm like, yeah. And I said, now it's just like a weight lifted off of me. Like I just
yes
felt so much better.
Absolutely. And that's what's going to happen when you let go of the ideas that you need your granddaughter, you need your kid, you need it. You don't need anything.
Nope.
You don't need anything. You have everything you need. It's all in you. Everything you want, everything you need is already with you.
That's right.
So just relax. Don't be bugging and harassing and trying to get with your granddaughter. Wish them well and move on. Leave them alone.
Okay, Jesse. I appreciate you.
You too, Wendy. I wish you well.
And I hope the Great White Hope gets back in office.
We got a... What a time, what a time, what a time.
We can celebrate.
That's right. Amazing. Thank you, Wendy.
All righty.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye. When all God's children get together, what a time, what a time, what a time. We're gonna have a time. We're gonna have a time. We're gonna have a time. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chats.
On buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk, Gregatron bought another coffee. Jesse, you are so funny. Whenever I'm listening to a rapper who says they instead of there, I holler, they! For example, they plan was to knock me out the top game, but I overstand. They truth is all lame. Too funny.
It's so interesting to me that black people, nearly all black people, say they. And the white people said, there. Isn't that crazy?
Indeed.
And then the black won't even catch on that it ain't they. I even hear that guy Steve Harvey say they. I'm like, on TV.
Terrible.
I'm like, what the? Okay.
I bet you.
Thank you.
I bet you Kamala would say they.
I bet you would, especially if she's talking to a black audience.
Yep.
Amazing.
Evan from Connecticut, three coffees. Jesse, I dumped a girl because she was posting her backside all over Instagram, and she hated children. Did I do the right thing by dumping her? Also, what does Joelle think?
You absolutely did, but don't judge her, don't resent her, and move on. Be glad you see it now before you got married to her. Amazing. Thank you.
By the way, Cactus Eater Bear on DLive says, blacks don't know they own language.
Blacks don't say they until it's time to say they. Amazing. Thank you.
And call into Joelle Friday TV to find out what he thinks, Evan in Connecticut.
Yeah, or send him a super chat or something.
Yeah, buy him a coffee donut thing.
Right on.
Sam Lemons bought a coffee. Biblical question.
Why is your life one collision after another one?
I'm not sure, but I have noticed every single time that I lean on unto my own understanding, I look up and smack right into someone's bumper, and then I immediately call the Lord to report the collision. And like Peter, I look down for a moment instead of keeping my eyes on the road, the Lord that is, smack right into someone else's bumper again. And calling the Lord to report the collision. What a mess.
What a mess.
Good thing I'm insured by the blood.
It's in the blood.
Like a good neighbor, the Creator is there.
the blood, the blood, the blood of the Lamb is in the blood. Thank you, and I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Appreciate it.
A very generous 10 coffees. No, 12.
Thank you.
From Captain Something. Amazing shirt, Jesse. It looks sick. Fire emojis and cool sunglasses emojis.
Amazing.
What does the great white hope have to say? Not sat, but say today, fire emoji.
And speaking of cool sunglasses, I wear my sunglasses at night so that I.
That's a good song.
Let me see what the great white hope has to say while I'm in my sunglasses and amazing shirt. Thank you, Hassan.
They say, is Donald Trump an intellectual? Trust me, I'm like a smart person.
The great white hope is like a smart person. And you can really say that again and again and again. Amazing. The great white hope, thumbs up. If the thumb's not up, it's fight, 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 fight.
American Anchor Baby has his thumb up too.
Nice.
Right on. Up.
Thumbs up. I can't breathe.
Thank you, Captain Something, for your 10 coffees and for the 2 coffee correction.
Yeah, thank you.
It's me, Xenia, with a rumble rant. Just ordered a Tom Like a Mug mug.
Right on.
Can't
thank
wait
you.
To use it. Double exclamation mark.
It's going
to
be the talk of the town. Thank you. Our merch. Check out our merch at rebuildingtheman.com/store. Thank you so much.
And Donnie Girl's idea with a rumble rant. Trust no man, including yourself. We are not trustworthy.
Trust no one. I'm telling you. Now, you don't walk around and feel, I ain't going to trust nobody. Just know not to trust anyone, and especially angry people. Angry person is a murderer. And believe me, it's true. Okay, thank you.
Also on Buy Me a Coffee, No More Thoughts, Country and Western Question. For Jesse the Kid and Sundance Hake, Colt or Smith & Wesson?
Smith & Wesson.
Dang. I'll go with Colt just to be different.
Amazing.
Because I want to be different.
Colt sounds like a beer.
Colt 45.
Right.
But that's from the gun.
I know. I'm familiar with that, yeah.
Interesting.
Y'all want to know, how do you know that song? I wear my sunglasses at night so that I can.
See, our generations do overlap with that song.
Evidently. Amazing.
Derek in Nashville, a very generous 10 coffees.
Thank you.
I want to tip my hat to Joel Friday for his wonderful episode yesterday. I really appreciate it. Deep. Thank you.
Right on. Check out Joel Friday, Monday through Thursday. Isn't that funny? Friday is not on Friday. Joel Friday at, excuse me, I've been talking so much.
Water.
And today I got to do a Father's Day episode. What the? But Joel Friday at 11 a.m. The Hake is coming up at 9, right after my show. 9 a.m. Pacific time. You don't want to miss it. Then Joel Friday at 11 a.m. You just heard it. Mending relationships. Joel Friday at all in the name of Jesus at 11 a.m. And then the American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Pacific time.
Michelle bought a coffee. Thank you for doing the work you do and for doing it every day. Helping me and my family to make a new generation. Love you, Uncle Jesse.
Right on. Thank you, Michelle. Michelle, right?
Yeah.
And thank Michelle for helping us to help others. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Forgive your mama a coffee. My answer to the biblical question.
Why is your life one collision after another?
Because I'm always trying to take back control of my life by listening to the thoughts, and it all becomes a struggle, one collision after another. When I hear or use the word struggle, it's because I am trying to control again. With God, there is no struggle.
Amazing. Thank you. I put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Heart to man, answer to the biblical question.
Why is your life one collision after another?
God designed it purposely. It is the test of faith. God doesn't want us to forget him. human beings forget their faith in God when they get comfortable.
What? But thank you. That's amazing.
Thank you, Heart to Man.
Yes. God is not willing that anyone shall perish, but he wants every man to be free today. Hallelujah.
Anchor Baby with the stank face.
I am too. Thank you all for the super chat.
We'll read the rest tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you.
Hopefully.
And I'll do. Thank you for that biblical response, too. I'm out of time. I don't know what happened, but I'm out of time. I got a call on the line right now from my friend Charles from Sweet Home, Alabama. Charles, I see your call, buddy, but call me tomorrow. I'm out of time right now. Homeboy. And that's like, listen to homeboy. Listen, Jordan from California, first time caller. Charles from Michigan, my homeboy friend. Sam from Miami, Florida. Somebody just dropped. Rick, who lay his phone down and walk away. Out of Virginia. I am so out of time. The Hake Report is coming up now. The Hake Report, then Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m., and then the American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Pacific Time. Get on that straight and narrow. You won't regret it. And stay there. Stand. And when you've done all you can do to stand some more. Stay there. Forgive your mama and your daddy and do the silent prayer. Stay present, and you'll be fine. I promise you. I'm out of time. The Hake Report. Thank you for your financial support to help us to help others as well. Go to rebuildingaman.com/donate or call 800-411-BOND. Thank you all, and bye. Amazing. What happened in time? We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't.